This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
And well, we've got a topic that most all of our listeners will really want to know about here, and because it applies directly to them, or may not apply directly to them, depending. And we'll get to that in just a second. But right now,
that's the tease.
I want to remind you that if you got a letter from Catholic Radio, if you're in our database, you probably will have gotten a letter in the last week or so. Please don't put the letter aside. If you are able to help us with a donation, please send us, you know, whatever size donation you're comfortable making. Catholic Radio is listener supported. It depends it depends entirely on listener support and on the business underwriting that you hear on the air. But as far as being archdiocesan or diocesan supported, they love us. They just have lots of other places where they have to spend the limited funds they have. So it's up to us to raise our own, and that's where you as a listener come in. So if you got a letter, please use it. Please send us a whatever size donation you're comfortable with. And if you didn't get one, well, it's not because we don't love you. It's just because you're not in our database. But you can go online and do that yourself. Make a donation yourself just by going to CatholicRadioIndy.org. CatholicRadioIndy.org.
And today in our studio, we have two people who have come across the pond to be with us. Not exactly, but when you hear their accents, you'll love it. My guests in studio are Ann and Ken Butt. They are with Marriage Encounter, and we're going to talk all about marriage today. Welcome to Faith in Action. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much
for inviting us.
Now, you really didn't actually swim over the pond. You've lived here for a while. Give us a little bit about your background and all that.
We've been here 10 years now. And we're very happy.
So what brought you here? What brought you to the United States?
We have a son over here who lives very close to us. So, and the climate is good.
Yeah, that is very, very true.
Which is a bonus.
Well, it's better for Anne's health.
Well, good. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're here with us today.
Thank you.
So were you always Catholic, or did you grow up Catholic? Tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm a cradle Catholic. Born and bred in Lancashire in the northwest of England, and that is traditionally a very English area, a very Catholic area.
Okay. And how about you, Ken?
I was brought up in the Congregational Church, which is part of the free churches in the UK. I went to church service in the morning and Sunday school, and I went through Cubs and Scouts and Youth Club. And it wasn't till I met Anne that I knew anything about the Catholic faith at all. But the faith was so strong with her, and once I'd proposed and Anne had agreed and we were going to get married, I sought instruction in the Catholic faith and converted shortly before we got married and surprised Anne so that she could have a nuptial mass when we celebrated our wedding in her hometown back in 1971.
Wow. So let's see, I can't do math. How long have you been married?
47 years.
Wow. Well, congratulations. And
Thank you. We're
here to talk about marriage. Tell us a little bit about Marriage Encounter. It's the actual title is Worldwide Marriage Encounter.
Yes.
Well, if we give you a little history.
Sure, that'd be great.
It started probably in the 50s, I think, by a Spanish priest called Father Calvo, who set up a retreat for married couples. He realized that he wanted his married couples to have stronger marriages. And it wasn't until the late 60s that a priest from New York in America discovered it, went over there, and said, I want this for my people in America. He brought it over, and the first Marriage Encounter weekend in the United States was in 1968.
Okay.
And we've been going strong ever since.
And you just celebrated 50 years, right? Is that?
Absolutely. In Chicago just a few weeks ago, lots and lots of people gathered. lots of stories to tell, many celebrations. It was a super occasion.
So we joked a bit in the lobby here this morning about the worldwide. They really take that seriously, right?
It absolutely is worldwide.
So
Can I just add that we never get an exact figure, but between 90 and 100 countries in the world.
Okay, you knew what I was going to ask.
Have the marriage encounter experience.
90 to 100 countries.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and those weekends might be in English. Certainly in America, they're in English, French, Spanish, or Korean, but they are in many languages all over the world. There was one recently in China, in Russia. And they're not just Catholic weekends. The weekend is celebrated, or couples experience it in other faiths.
Okay. And so did that come out of Worldwide Marriage Encounter?
Yes.
And then they kind of...
Couples from the States, and certainly from the UK as well, have taken the weekend to countries where there isn't marriage encounter at that time. And they have given weekends, trained couples to present weekends themselves, and it's taken off in that country.
Now, some programs that are geared toward married couples are geared toward newlyweds. Programs are geared toward couples that are doing well and maybe could do better. And some are geared at couples that are about ready to fall apart. Mm-hmm. Where does your program fit?
Well, we like to think that Marriage Encounter is for couples with a good marriage. But we know that couples come on a Friday night who are perhaps not in the best place in their relationship, and they do benefit. So it's really across the board. It's not specifically for marriages in crisis.
Mm-hmm. Would it be also something for engaged couples, or probably not?
There is a program separate from Marriage Encounter called Engaged Encounter for engaged couples. And that's run on a similar basis.
Mm-hmm. Over the years, there have been other offshoots of Marriage Encounter called Choice, for unmarried youngsters, and Beginning Experience for divorced or separated Catholics.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Ann and Ken Butt. We're talking about the Marriage Encounter, Worldwide Marriage Encounter. And what exactly is the purpose or goal of Marriage Encounter, the ministry? What is the purpose or goal? How would you sum that up? If you can.
I think before we go into that question, we need to enlighten listeners that although it's Marriage Encounter, our mission is to proclaim the values of marriage and holy orders in the church and in the world. And in a similar way that a husband and wife have a commitment to each other and a love for each other, there is a parallel between a priest and his people.
Okay.
And ever since the movement started, it has always been for priests and married couples.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
So
so can you talk a little bit more about that, how that works?
It works in that couples attend a weekend together and devote the time to each other. A priest will attend a weekend, and he will interact with the priest on the presenting team.
Oh, cool.
So he, for that time, acts as that priest's people.
So in a sense, it really builds up the church it builds up vocations in the church with the married vocation and the priestly vocation. That's really awesome.
That's one of our aims. And certainly we've experienced a lot of married encountered couples, we call them, going back into their church and really becoming involved in marriage preparation, engaged preparation, all sorts of activities in their own parish.
And it really seems like, I was thinking about this on the way over here, it just seems like marriages are such, well, they're struggling right now in our culture, and people are struggling. I mean, I was wondering what you thought about that, and how what is it that is different now from your perspective of, you know, having been involved with, you know, Marriage Encounter. Mm. Do you know?
I think the culture seems to be fill every moment of every day and then you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't really work with a good marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because couples, and this was true for us when we made our weekend, we'd been married 18 years and we didn't have any great arguments or ups and downs, but we were running on parallel lines.
Talk about that.
And it was, we were doing okay, but we weren't actually touching at a deeper level. The joy that we experienced when we were first married had gone. And it was just a case of young family, work, eat, bed, next day, the same.
The daily grind,
the
right?
The daily grind. So we didn't really experience each other as we had when we were first married, and we missed that.
Well, in our day, it was husband goes off to work, wife stays at home and looks after the family as they grow up. Husband gets home, he's tired out, he doesn't really want to chat. The wife is tired out through looking after the kids all day and says to the husband, speak to me, how's your day been?
I haven't talked and to a real person or exactly. Or an adult. My kids are real, but they're not adults, you know.
I've heard that line before.
Real person.
And we need to get back to husband and wife communicating and appreciating the need for time together. Quiet time together, put the kids to bed, and what we encourage following the weekend is for couples to spend 20 minutes a day together. And we say to them, if you can't spend 20 minutes a day for your marriage, then it's a poor do.
Oh, boy.
Now, does dinner count?
No.
No. Oh. Does television count?
Absolutely not.
Oh. Oh, you're making it rough now.
Oh, we're really getting back to basics and concentrating on each other without any distractions. It's a special time.
Well, I can't believe it, but we need to take a quick break, and we'll come right back and talk more about Marriage Encounter.
Thank you.
Catholic Radio Indy
gives so much hope to those who need it.
It's kind of a bright, shining star in the radio today.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Start your weekend off right with Catholic Radio Indy's Saturday morning lineup. Join James Littleton for Forming Faithful Families at 9, followed by the pro-life message of I Choose Life at 9:30. Then enjoy today's music with a Catholic message at 10 on Catholic Jukebox Indiana. At 11 o'clock, we'll share an hour of Catholic thought and philosophy on the Catholic Cave. And at noon, it's time to grab a bite, sit back, and enjoy some food for thought with two episodes of Faith in Action. That's the Saturday morning lineup from your source for 100% Catholic programming, Catholic Radio Indy.
It makes me feel good. It makes me a joyful person.
Through you guys and the work that God does through you, it's brought joy to the people that I'm around because I'm a different person because of you guys.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guests, Ann and Ken Butt, and we are talking about Marriage Encounter. Well, how did you two get involved in the first place in this, and how long have you been involved?
Oh, back in 1989, the assistant priest in our parish in South London had experienced the weekend and wanted to share the experience with the parish. He wasn't sure what support he would get at a meeting, so he asked us to go along. We were friends of his. he asked us to go along and support him. And he was there with an encountered couple, and they talked to us about the weekend. What immediately struck me was the way the husband spoke about his relationship with his wife. I had never heard a man talk in those terms and in that way.
What did he say exactly that really struck you?
It was perhaps the way he described the communication experience that he'd had, and the way he was a lot closer to his wife as a result of it. And to hear a man express feelings of love and feelings about other issues so openly, it was, ooh, I've not heard that sort of thing mm-hmm. before.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
And I was nosy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know what could possibly enrich our marriage and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
How could that happen? What on earth could happen over the course of a weekend that would make that much difference?
Good question.
So we signed up. We signed up.
We signed up, and in September 1989, went on a marriage encounter weekend in North London. And the effect of it was that the drive home after the weekend, we were floating.
Yeah,
we'd rediscovered a connection that we'd lost sight of. We'd discovered that we loved each other deeply. Never said it, perhaps, very much in 18 years, just motored through life as we go. And we wanted to really start afresh, rekindle, renew, refresh, as one of the slogans we use. And, we just took off from there.
Mm. And the rest is history, right?
The rest is history.
We were asked to present weekends, and eventually we did. And when we came over to the United States 10 years ago, we never thought we'd be involved again.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered it is a worldwide movement. And lo and behold, here we are 29 years later presenting weekends in the United States.
Now, you mentioned this being a kind of a worldwide encounter. Is it the same everywhere? I mean, if someone goes to a weekend here in this country or England or France, Germany, wherever, is it all the same? Do they do the same things?
For the most part, yes. It's cultural, obviously, mm-hmm. In various countries, but it is the same concept,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Now, what does a weekend look like if someone signs up for it? What are they getting into? What does a day look like at the
Good
weekend?
Good question.
They're into a 44-hour experience. We take them on a journey. We ask them to focus on each other, or a priest on thinking about his people, or a religious about their community. And during the course of the weekend, there will be a number of presentations. After each presentation, we will ask the couples, priests, a question, and we ask them then to separate. One half will stay in the conference room, the other half will go to their room if we're in a retreat center or a hotel or somewhere to be alone. And we ask them to write their thoughts and feelings on that question. After perhaps 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending on the presentation and the question, we will say to them, right, go get together and share what you've written. Read what you've written first and get in touch with the person who has written those words, and then discuss what you've written and what your feelings are about what you've written and what you can discover about each other. And after a while, we bring them back and give them another presentation. And over the course of the weekend, we go through a little rediscovery of self, a little bit about relationship with each other, and then with God and the church.
Mm-hmm. Now, a weekend typically includes meals, an overnight stay.
Yes, usually.
That's a good question, Jim. We always care about the food.
Oh, yes. We feed couples at regular intervals.
Yes, we do. And we feed them well.
Good.
Now, we know this is an international, worldwide marriage encounter, but you have a couple weekends coming up in Indianapolis area, right? Or, tell us where they're at. We'll just give that information before we get towards the end. We'll give it a couple times.
The center we use in Indianapolis at present is Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House.
Okay, and
in
when
Indianapolis.
And when is that weekend?
The weekend is the weekend in Indianapolis is the 19th to the 21st of October.
Okay.
And then the one in August, the 17th to the 19th of August, is at Mount St. Francis Center for Spirituality, which is down in the southern end of Indiana.
Yeah, so people in our listening audience could go to either. You know, they could drive down there.
Oh, yes.
So say those dates again, because I had the wrong dates.
August the 9th, the 17th to the 19th in Mount St. Francis, and October the 19th to the 21st at Our Lady of Fatima Retreat House in Indianapolis.
Now, is this something that people should be, like, looking forward to, like a vacation, or maybe dreading like a dental appointment?
There's an interesting leaflet. Husbands, when did you last manage to spend 44 hours time alone with your wife? We think that might appeal to both husband and wife. Mm-hmm. Get away from the kids. Get away from all the pressures of the world, everyday joys, troubles, problems, and devote 44 hours to each other. Focus on each other. We ask couples, priests during a weekend, not to socialize except at mealtimes, but really to spend the time getting back into the groove of love and marriage life with your wife.
Now, do you have to take away the spouse's cell phones?
No, we do.
Because I think in my case, you know, my husband and I would probably have to have our phones taken away from each other so that we actually talk to each other.
We could
text each other.
Surgically removed from your hand.
If possible.
We can do that if necessary. But at the start of the weekend, we ask couples to turn them off and put them away. If they must check, then check in the evening at the end of the day.
Now, you mentioned evenings. After dinner, movies and popcorn? No.
The weekend is packed with presentations. And it is really an opportunity to cut out the outside world, just to concentrate on each other. Remember when you were first married, when you were first courting, you know, nothing else mattered. You just wanted to spend the time together. And this is a perfect opportunity to do that. And it's a joyful time. We also get the opportunity to live the weekend again. So our relationship, personally, is enriched as well, mm-hmm. which is a great blessing, mm-hmm. we feel.
Now, are there materials associated with it? Do people get a handbook or homework to take home, or what materials do they get?
There is a handbook and a notebook and pen that we give out at the start of the weekend for people to make notes and so on. And there's various added material within that for them to take away with them.
Mm-hmm. But there's no pressure as far as a pass or fail test or anything
that? No, nothing like that at all. It's very personal. There's no requirement for open sharing. It is just for them to concentrate on themselves.
Mm-hmm. And probably no right or wrong answers to most of the questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're, it's whatever they are to that person.
Whatever they are, yes. Mm. Yes. And it's accepting your spouse as they are, not as you'd like them to be, but this is me. Will you love me? Here's my heart. It's yours.
So what
can I just say, we do ask at the end of the weekend for them to fill out an anonymous survey form to give us their thoughts and feelings. And just to say, there's a question there. What would be your response if a couple or priest said to you, should I do a weekend? And most of the time, the answer is just do it. Mm-hmm. We would thoroughly recommend it, which is it's heartwarming when you get couples saying that after a weekend.
So give the webpage, if people want to find out more information about it and or register, they can register on that. They can find out the information on the weekends, and they can also get linked up to where the retreats are going to be held. So what's the webpage?
The website is www.wwm for marriage, E for encounter, .org. O-R-G.
A very British R.
So what kind of an impact, we have about 2 minutes left, what kind of an impact has this had on your marriage?
I'm sure that without it.
They're holding hands, by the way. You can't see that.
Without it, we would not be where we are now. Our kids are all over the world, and we needed to have a sound relationship together to be able to enjoy all the years since they left home. And we've thoroughly enjoyed the time we've had together. I think every year we bless Marriage Encounter.
And we probably shouldn't have left it till the end, but is there a cost associated with the program?
We ask couples for a $75 application fee, and they're given the opportunity towards the end of the weekend to make an anonymous donation to the work of Worldwide Marriage Encounter.
But very reasonable for, you know, two full days and meals and overnight and everything like that. Very reasonable. So
sure.
We do not bar couples from attending a weekend, or priests or religious, for want of money.
So the advice is just do it, right? That's the advice?
Just do it.
And give the webpage one more time.
www.wwm for marriage, E for encounter, .org.
So, Ken, if someone was thinking about doing this, they were on the fence, what kind of advice would you give them?
For a married couple, I would say your marriage is your most important relationship. And now is a good time to invest time in your relationship and reconnect with your spouse. Renew the commitment, intimacy, and passion in your marriage.
For Catholic priests and religious too, your commitment to serve your people is similar to the commitment of a husband and wife in marriage. What is learnt on a weekend can help you see your ministry in a whole new light and connect more meaningfully with those you serve.
So for married couples or for priests, there's your encouragement. We hope to see you at a marriage encounter.
We will look forward to it.
Well, my guests today have been Ann and Ken Butt with the Worldwide Marriage Encounter. Thank you so much for being our guests today.
Thank you for having us.
God bless you. We wish you a lot of success in your ministry.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.